Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony. Welcome to another edition of Being a Sports Talk. And I believe this is episode number 550. We've had now like 60 episodes where translated to fully podcast. And I kind of want to keep it that way a little bit just so, I mean, it has me just keeping on top of it. But I want to talk about a couple things. I haven't really talked about the broader NFL. I kind of wanted to keep it a little bit more Giants-centric, but I have some opinions about the Super Bowl. I don't know why I said it like that. The Giants just hired Wink Martindale. Now, we have some concerns, all Giants fans. Like, he didn't really adapt the system when the whole defense fell apart. It was a little bit of that. He just blitzes. Now, I always preface videos or sometimes preface videos. I'm not an expert. If you want to go to experts or people really good, that franchise guy, I'm talking about just as a fan perspective and with a little knowledge of football I've gathered over the past couple of years, kind of just a casual fan. So we're going to keep the 3-4. And Aziz Ojulari is good as that, you know, edge in a that type of system, that outside linebacker role. I believe he's good. But if we take a look at who we have under contract next year, it's Austin Johnson, it's Dalvin Tomlinson. We don't have BJ Hill, obviously, anymore. We don't have Dalvin Tomlinson anymore. And after that, it really does fall off, unless you love David Moa, who got completely blown off the ball when I was watching him play. Unless you really love, Danny Shelton. I think we signed him to a one-year deal, but he I think he'd be willing to come back. There's no Patriot connections anymore, so actually, he may not want to do that anymore. And we have to sign a defensive tackle, defensive edge, you know, that in like a left defensive end on a 3-4 or that type of thing. And I just realized I forgot about Leonard Williams, but you have three starters right now. And it's not much other than that. So, you know, in the mid rounds, I'd really like to go after a tight end, depending on value. I like the guy out of Ohio State, Ruckert. I really like that. I think we should spend one of those on a tight end. Now, if you see a defensive interior guy that falls into the second round, I think you got to start, you know, thinking about it. But we definitely need that interior defensive lineman, that interior defensive guy that's going to be productive, because, you know, we have to get some rushing on the quarterback. Now, we don't really have that true edge guy yet. Aziz Ojulari, we always say, is number two. So at this point, you're banking on a guy like Thibodeau to fall down to you, like, or an Aiden Hutchinson. You're begging for a team to trade up for a quarterback, and that's going to be our best case scenario. Now, the Bills have a couple of free agents on their list, but, you know, Jerry Hughes, they have Mario Addison, Vernon Butler as undrafted or unrestricted free agents. I see UFA, and I see that, but I think they're going to go for much higher than what the Giants can afford. So, you know, just Jerry Hughes, I'm looking at Spot Rack, and his value is $4 million. And the teams are going to pay him much more than that, you know. But these are generally older guys as well. So we're going to have to scour the market. Probably, again, my next video is going to be more about free agents we could get. Because people are like, oh, we can't get any free agents this year. What do you think the Saints do? They're literally, the Saints, let me give you a hint. The Saints are $70 million over the cap. And they're going to sign some free agents. So we can definitely do the same. I know we have two guys that we have to sign in the first round if we stay like that. But, I mean, damn. You know, so we're going to have some flexibility. But right now what I see happening is we're going to cut James Bradbury, try to trade him. Initially, I thought we might trade him in a Russell Wilson type deal. But that's not – the Russell Wilson thing just doesn't make any sense. We're just going to be Seattle 2.0. But Russell Wilson's performance in the accuracy competition makes me believe that there's some good quarterback in there. He was just a little bit broken this year because of the finger, because of the offensive line, because he didn't trust his offensive line, I don't think. I think he'd be honest with that, too. He didn't trust it. You know, you just had Dwayne Brown, but he wasn't really playing that well. And, you know, with Russell, he would be a good option, but, you know, let him play out his contract, and if Daniel doesn't work out, we'll do it next year, which I said in 2019. I'm like, Russell Wilson, we don't want you this year. We want you next year. I said that like jokingly, and the next year would have been 2020, and obviously that didn't happen. But like, it's just too much. It's just too much for that. But I'm gonna keep on saying what I want the Giants to do is get the best tackle that's available at number 5 or number 7. You know, you have to get that best tackle available. I think at that point it's going to be Charles Cross. You know, if Charles Cross gets taken before that, I think it's going to be Ikem Okwonu. But I have Charles Cross above Ikem because that's not his natural position. You know, Ikem, his size initially concerned me, but 6'4", 340, I mean, that's solid size. It's not a Mekhi Becton type size where you're worried about, like, oh, he's going to either overeat or just get injured. I don't think it's going to be that big of a problem. So I'm fine. I'm fine with that. But Charles Cross, nice run, you know, a pass blocker. And Andrew Thomas is a really good run blocker. So move over to his left side. Kind of took a step back this year. But, I mean, how bad can you be in the run? How bad can you be? I think he needs to put on 10 more pounds. 320, 6'5", 320. I think there's a... I don't know what the exact term. There's some weight to be put on his frame. I'm not sure how people decide that. I think people just say that. But, you know, he's 6'5", 310. I think he can bulk up a little bit. You know, removes a little bit of athleticism. But he is athletic. He has that nuance. I mean, every single game I watch, I'm like, wow. I mean, he sometimes gets bull rushed. But he has an amazing anchor. And especially if you add some more weight on you, you know, you're not going to be pushed around. That extra 10 pounds, I think, will do just a little bit of difference, get a little stronger. He's still young. He's 20 years old, I believe. So, you know, he has some time to, you know, to mature and to be a successful tackle. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking now. You get the best tackle at 5 and then at number 7. I kind of talk about this every single video, but my opinions kind of evolve and changed a little bit. Devin Lloyd. You need that speedy linebacker at number 7. You could trade back, but I don't think it's going to be really that available for you. But, you know, you get a nice Devin Lloyd character figure at number 7, and you're set up with Charles Cross, Devin Lloyd, and yes, and I'm right now in my prospect, you know, analysis, I'm only going to do the top guys, and maybe like if some other guys get hyped, I'm going to do them. You know, I come out with like my top 5 rankings. I really don't deep dive. I mean, I go like 7 or 8 deep, but like there's only so much I can do. And plus, I don't really know a lot of nuance. I kind of just give my opinion about it based on, you know, what I see in the past and kind of what I see. But my edge number 1 is Aiden Hutchinson right now. My edge number 2 is Kayvon Thibodeau. There are also some character concerns with Thibodeau. But initially, when I first turned on the film of Karlaftis, I was like, oh, he's slow. You know, but sometimes you need to get away from that. Oh, he's slow. You know, Jermaine Johnson may hop him, but I'm like, he physically dominates players. Like he tosses guys around. He bull rushes them. He has that nuance with his hands. Now he does some like spin moves every once in a while. I'm like, what are you doing? And not always does it work, but you know, he's a bit creative. Johnson. He reminds me a lot of Aziz Ojulari. Lengthy, like Aziz Ojulari, but I think he holds up a little bit better in the run game. So my value for him would be late in the first. But just that with the George Karlaftis hopping back to him, it's just I don't really see a lot of him being successful in the NFL. What's the latest example of him succeeding? I'm trying to think of a white guy. Like Chase Winovich? What am I thinking of? But like a... I don't know. He's kind of stiff. Who was stiffer on the edge? I would say Jermaine Johnson was a little bit stiffer on the edge. He didn't really have that bendiness. Karlaftis can do that. It's not amazing, but he just throws people around, getting held all over the place. He's a prospect. I would take his value for me is like a top 15 guy. You know, fringe top 15, like 15 to 20. I think you're getting good value. But I don't want the Giants to take him. He was getting like top 10 hype. I'm like, nah, I really don't see that, even though there's not really that much of a difference between these middle guys. That's what a lot of people are saying. So, yeah, but I'm on the Charles Cross. I would like Evan Neal. Charles Cross is my OT2, but he's my draft crush. So I want the Jags to take Ikem, so I don't have to think about it for the rest of the night. Just take Ikem, and ideally just have Hutchinson. You know, the Texans may take an offensive lineman, so that may be soul-crushing, and then the Jets again. So, if 3 out of the top 4 offensive linemen, that's our worst-case scenario. And even if that happens, then we get an edge, and then you just double-dip and get a linebacker. And hopefully in the second round, I mean, in the second round, there's going to be pretty good value on some guys. Like, if they fall, like Trevor Penning, and stuff. But even then, like a Green Bay or Tennessee might snatch up one of those guys before they fall down to us. So, you know, the worst case scenario end up not being that bad. But at that point, like at 7, the best you can do is Linderbaum. But I really want Devin Lloyd. People are like, first round linebackers. Oh yeah, Devin White made won the Super Bowl last year. You know, first round linebackers. It's a whole thing. Whatever. He ended up not being that great, but he was transferring from running back. Devin Lloyd is smart, which, you know, he can be taught different things. He's like able to adapt, adjust. He's fast. He's quick. N'Kobe Dean just misses too many tackles for my liking, which also what Carl Loftus kind of did too. I'm like, just wrap him up. Wrap him up. What are you doing? I may have Jermaine Johnson eventually ahead of Carl Loftus. I just need to watch him a little bit more. And full analysis coming out soon, I guess. But yeah, I'm excited for Wink. Apparently, that means we're going to focus more of attention towards our secondary. Just evaluate our secondary real quick. I mean, because that was the point of the video. You have Logan Ryan. He needs to get kicked out. So you're really eyeing Kyle Hamilton now, that type of guy. So there's so many options we can do. But you have Aaron Robinson. You have Adoree Jackson. We're not going to have James Bradbury. So I don't know why I mentioned that. So Jackson, Holmes, Robinson, that's three. McKinney, those are your four guys who are just like great. And then Logan Ryan, expendable. You know, Jabril Peppers, I don't think he's come back to the team. I just don't think that. And then who else do we – that's like Keon Cross and those types of guys. Unless I miss somebody. Holmes, Robinson, Jackson, McKinney, that's it. Really? Oh, love. Five. And those I'm comfortable coming with. And those are your starters. And imagine getting Kyle Hamilton. I really haven't watched that much film, but I feel like I'm kind of scared to turn on his film a little bit. I'm a little bit scared. I don't know. Because people are saying he's like the best prospect in the draft. I'm like, really? Is he? He's really that good? I don't know. But and it's hard to just judge safeties. So I'm going to trust more what other people say. And then when it comes to the draft, we'll see. But... yes, pretty much. I mean, do you really need to add a guy like that? I mean, I think what you do is just hope a guy falls to you in the second round, like Andrew Booth or somebody just, I don't even know, probably Kair Elam or something. But you have two Gators on the team. But hopefully you guys did enjoy this video. Let me know what you guys think, or podcast, and I'll see you guys in my next one. Bye, guys.